From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,029th broadcast of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Don Gibson.
Don't tell me your troubles, I got troubles of my own. Don't tell me your troubles, just leave me alone, leave me alone. Go on home, tell it to a friend, I got troubles of my own. Say your sweet love's left you, what you think about me? Wouldn't be sitting here crying in all this misery. Leave me alone, go on home, tell it to a friend, I got troubles of my own. Happens to the best of us, that's what they always say. Take it like it, fall like a man and stand him away. Say your sweet love's left you, what you think about me? Wouldn't be sitting here listening. Mine had set me free, leave me alone. Go on home, tell it to a friend, I got trouble of my own. Of us, that's what they always say. Take it, boy, like a man, and don't stand in my way. You say your sweet love's left you, what you think about me? I wouldn't be sitting here listening. Mine had set me free, leave me alone. Go on home, tell it to a friend, I got trouble of my own. Trouble of my own.
Gibson and his great new RCA Victor record, Don't Tell Me Your Troubles. Thank you, Don, and welcome. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grant, and it's a pleasure to be here.
And we want to extend a hearty welcome to all you good people who have joined us for another session of the Grand Ole Opry.
That's for sure, Grant, and we have certainly got a grand show lined up with the folks tonight.
Yes, it's Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
And Chet Atkins and Miss Dale Woods.
Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest, that great singing personality, Bill Monroe. You know, we're going to be hearing from Bill in just a few minutes, but right now it's time to hear some words of wisdom. And the boy who can give us more words and less wisdom than anybody I know is that senior citizen from Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell. Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Don.
Goodness.
How are you tonight? Wait a minute. I've lost them things. Move that over. Here's your ad-libs right here.
Oh, my goodness. Archie, what in the world are you doing? What have you got in that bag there?
Oh, this bag here?
Yeah.
It's got milk in it.
Milk?
Yeah.
Well, who ever heard of carrying milk in a bag?
Who ever heard of carrying milk in a bag?
Sure.
Why, an old cow does. Boy, that's the dumbest boy right there about a farm that I ever saw in my life. We was on our way down here a while ago, and we was coming up the alley, and we saw a whole stack of milk cans behind a restaurant there, milk bottles it was. Don looked at him. He got all excited. He said, "Come here, Arch, quick. I believe I found a cow's nest." I told you about that cow of mine, didn't I?
No, what?
Finest cow I ever saw in my life. I even brush her teeth.
Brush her teeth?
Yeah, that's so she'll give dental cream.
Dental cream.
Anytime I want buttermilk, I just run my head out the kitchen window there and yell at her, you know, tell her I want some buttermilk, and she runs around the field a couple of times and churns her own. And I got one of the finest hens, Don. One of the finest hens. You know, chicken. You know what a chicken
lays
is.
Lays eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the finest hens I ever saw. I could take that old hen and wave a white flag in front of her.
Yeah.
She'll lay me a white egg.
She lays you a white egg?
And I can wave a red flag in front of her. She'll lay me a red egg.
A red egg?
Yes, sir.
Well, say, Arch, tell me, what happened to her?
Oh, Chet Atkins was up there the other day, and he's sort of smart. Look, I told him about the hen. He went out there to experiment a little bit, and he waved an American flag in front of her.
Hmm. Well, now, say, Arch, now, don't tell me she laid a red, white, and blue egg.
No, but she stripped her gears trying.
Well, now, I tell you, Arch, now, come on, now. Tell me, what have you got in that bag, sure enough?
Oh, sure enough, I brought you something. I knowed you'd be hungry and we didn't have time to eat.
Yeah, that's right.
I brought us something here, brought two peaches.
Two peaches?
They ain't nothing better than peaches. I brought me and you a peach.
Me and you a peach.
There's one for you and there's one for me right there.
Oh, well, say, Arch, just a minute now. You give me the little one and you took the big one.
Well, sure, I like you, buddy, but I ain't in love with you.
Well, I know, but that's just bad manners, Arch.
What do you mean?
Well, if I'd brought two peaches out here, I'd have given you the big one, and I'd taken the little one.
You would? Well, you ain't got nothing to complain about. That's the one you got. Yeah.
Now, just watch him flop them big lips over that peach.
Well, don't talk about my lips, boy. Because I've been told by some of the finest people in the country that I've got the prettiest lips in the world.
Well, now...
Minnie Pearl told me what...
I don't care what Minnie Pearl told you.
Said I had the prettiest
lips. I can't help... I'll tell you, I'll have to disagree with you.
What's that?
Well, I think that Marilyn Monroe has the most beautiful lips in the world.
The Lord, Minnie Pearl told me that I had the prettiest lips she'd ever seen in her life.
I don't care what Minnie Pearl
told you. I've got prettier lips than Marilyn Monroe.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think what?
No, I think Marilyn Monroe's got the most beautiful lips in the world.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll put my lips up against hers any old time.
Thank you very much, Arch. Arch, in spite of all what you just said, we were glad to see you. And speaking of somebody we're glad to see, our guest tonight is a great entertainer and one of the Grand Ole Opry greats. I'm talking about the man from the bluegrass country, Bill Monroe. Bill, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry.
Don, it's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I see you brought your mandolin along, and what do you aim to do for us?
I was sort of hoping you'd ask me to sing.
Well, be my guest, Bill. Be my guest. And I hope it's that old time you recorded a while back called Livin' It Live.
You tell me that you're going away. What makes you want to leave? You gave me your love and you gave me your vow. Now you're leaving me here to grieve. Heaven and hell, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live when we should part. Tell me, don't mean goodbye. Stayed awake last night and I walked to the door. What makes you treat me so? Living and live, don't break my heart. I don't want to live if you go.
you know, Grant Turner, I haven't been smoking a pipe very long, and have you got any advice for us beginners?
Yes, I sure do. It's as simple as this, Don. The proof is in the puffin'. And pipeful after pipeful, Prince Albert proves it has the flavor most favored in the USA. Now, for my money, there just isn't any better smoking tobacco than Prince Albert. And I reckon I'm not alone, because Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. And here are three big reasons why. PA is crimp cut to smoke clean through without hot spots. PA is mild and mellow. It has that same gentle, easygoing flavor every time. And Don, PA is the freshest. You see, Prince Albert sells the fastest, so it comes off the freshest off the shelf to you. Yes, sir, the proof is in the puffin', and Macon men will tell you the same thing. And an OCB paper, PA rolls easy, smokes cool and mellow. So, pipe smokers or Macon men, beginners or old-timers, for a truly tasty, satisfying smoke, look to Prince Albert, America's favorite smoking tobacco.
Now, here's from a good friend, Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan, the Tennessee Travelers, to do some fancy square dancing to an old-timer called Mississippi Sawyer. Thank you, Tommy Jackson. Thank you, dancer. That was mighty fine.
It certainly was, Don. But now, as a sort of change of pace, how about a number from you?
Well, that's nice of you to ask, Grant, but just what do you have in mind?
Well, I know that you got a great Victor album out now called Where No One Stands Alone, and I was wondering if you'd do a number from that.
That's mighty nice of you to ask, Grant. In that album is a hymn that one of my favorites, the Jordanaires, who worked the record session with me, will help out. I'd like to sing a number called Taller Than Trees.
On your knees, you are taller than trees. You can look over heartaches and when my bed's gone, on my knees I will go, growing stronger and taller than trees. And this was the answer. Yeah. As down on my knees I pray,
down on your knees you will grow taller than trees, and my boy, you can look over all your heartaches, and son, you can look over all your fears.
When my faith tree.
Thank you. Thank you very much, neighbors. You're mighty kind. And half of May, I'd like to call on another entertainer who worked on the album with me, Chet Atkins, our head man at RCA Victor, who picks up his guitar to play Bugle Call Rag. Thank you a lot, Chet. Thanks a lot. Now, neighbors, you see why he's such a big help when it comes to making records.
Well, speaking of somebody being a help, this next little girl is sure a help on a show.
You can say that again, Grant Turner. Now, here she is, neighbors, the one, the only, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Proud to be here. Well, I had a good time today. I went by to see Grandmammy Bustrom. You know, she's 104-year-old, young. She's the one that last year about this time, she put roller skates on her rocking chair so she could rock and roll. No, that's right, sure enough. Well, brother had a little incident this morning. He went by over to blacksmith shop, and man Matt Murdoch, the blacksmith there at Grinder Switch, had just put out some horseshoes out there, you know. And they was red hot. They cooled off so they didn't look red hot, but they was. And brother, you know, he's kind of meddlesome, you know. And he picked up one of them horseshoes and dropped it right away. And man, Mountain Murdoch says, "Hot, wasn't it?" Brother said, "No, it just don't take me long to look at a horseshoe." I'll tell you, there ain't no flies on brother. Well, I went to a wedding this afternoon. I'll tell you now, I was in this wedding. Sure enough, it wasn't mine, but I was in it. I was a bridesmaid. Always bridesmaid, never bride, looked like for me. But I could have had this fella if I'd have won him. I'll never forget the picture he made. He's changed a lot since I used to know him. He's standing there in front of the church this afternoon. I'll never forget the picture he made with his long, wavy hair blowing in the wind and him too proud to run after it. But I come off better this afternoon in the dress I had than the one I had the last wedding I was in. That is the one, the dress that Aunt Ambrosie and my mammy made for me. And it's a nice dress. But Aunt Ambrosie, while she's working at it, she had on a new pair of spectacles, and they give her double vision. And she's aiming to cut out a V-neck in the front of the dress, and it come out a W. I couldn't wear that dress at all, I'll tell you. But I've got on a new dress tonight. I was noticing just before I come, I was looking in the mirror back there. I guess y'all can notice it. There's a little gathering here in the front, you know. Come to think of it, a pretty good crowd in the back, too. Now, feel like a worm's eye view of a hammock. Well, sir, Uncle Nabob was by today, and he's telling me about Miss Maud Lee Plummet. She's went off to the city and got one of them plastered surgeons to give her a facelifting job. He went a little too far, though. Every time she sneezes, it blows her hat off. And she wouldn't dare get caught out in the rain, I'll tell you that, without an umbrella. Ha! Bye now. See you next week.
Now here's a word of wisdom for all you pipe smokers. This is Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
In the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. Proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing, and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time we heard from our guests once more. So here's Bill Monroe with his new Decca record. Gotta travel on.
I played around and played around the old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, the winter's coming on. I played around and played around the old town too long, and I feel like I've gotta travel on. I surf and police, they're riding after me, riding after me. They're coming after me. Right. Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home. No, Johnny can't come home. I'll write to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. But he's been on the chain gang too long. I've played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, the winter's coming on. She's the best girl that poor boys ever had. I've laid around and played around this old town alone. Summer's almost gone, here's the winter has come.
Gotta travel on. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for being our guest. And which brings us down to the spot where we always present another of our Grand Ole Opry feature performers. This time it's that great recording star and queen of the piano, Miss Dale Woods, playing one of her own numbers, Queenie of the Town. Great. Don't you say so, Grant?
I sure do, Don. You know, I'm a sort of reporter of sorts, and I always like to keep up with our Grand Ole Opry artists. So how about bringing me a little up to date on the Don Gibson travels? Tell us a little about your own plans for the future, and where are you heading for next?
Well, Grant, next week we're going to be out in Portland, Oregon, for the big centennial out there, along with a host of other Grand Ole Opry stars.
About 5-day celebration.
That's
it is,
right,
Don.
Yes.
Well, that's a fine deal, and we wish you all kinds of luck. Now, how about one last number before we go? How about that great one of yours, Heartbreak Avenue?
I'm alone in a house made of sorrow, and each room is home. Of the world come tomorrow, I'll be waiting on Heartbreak Avenue. I've scattered all our promises behind me, to hope that they'll come true. But if you change your mind, you can't find me. I'll be waiting on Heartbreak Avenue.
This evening. It's certainly nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And be sure to listen next week when Roy Acuff will be your star along with young Billy Grammer as his guest. Till then, this is Don Gibson saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.